Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hour two begins now, and from the Sacred Fire of Liberty, all across this land, there are people who love liberty, who are doing extraordinary things out in the proverbial real world, not just here. You're watching through virtual reality machines, computers of some kind. And Super Don, this is one of those great times which we love. We got listeners all over the world, obviously primarily in the United States and Canada, but everywhere. And, you know, from time to time, they'll reach out and go, hey, why don't you interview fill in the blank, right? And, you know, we're usually pretty good about this. Rare we go, no, I don't want to interview that person. But lately, like, who's been number one on the list from our viewers?
It was Peggy Hall, and it was like I'd seen some of the videos, you know, on Facebook and stuff, and you know, I was like, I kind of knew who she was,
yeah.
But it was just therapeutic. Like, hey, get Peggy Hall. Peggy Hall talked about this today. You should get Peggy Hall on. Peggy Hall was talking about what you're talking about right now. You should really get her on. And so we're like, all right. So I initially reached out and hadn't heard anything back, and then what happened was I got an email. And I want to say this was last week, I think, about a week ago, from Peggy Hall. And I was just like, and it was so cool because it happened on the air, right?
Robert? Right, we were talking about it, and suddenly
we're on the air, and someone's like, Peggy Hall, you know, she did this, and then you said, you know, we should get Peggy Hall on. And I said, well, you know, it just so happens, I just got an email from Peggy Hall. Right. And everybody in the chat room was like, yay! Everybody was doing the wave in the chat room. And so we finally made the connection.
Yeah. And so, like I said, she's dynamic. She's so well-spoken, committed to the principles of liberty, and, you know, bright light like that. Of course we want her on the show, and I'm grateful that Super Don, you reached out. And more importantly, our audience reached out and helped us to reach out to her. And Peggy joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, it is so great to be here, my friends. Really looking forward to connecting with you and Super Don and all the super fans.
Yay. And so for everybody that doesn't know, I can't imagine, but there's a website called thehealthyamerican.org where you can learn all about Peggy, and we have it linked up today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You just scroll on down to the second hour where we are right now, hour two, special guest, and you'll learn all about her as an educator for 30-plus years, background in politics and health, founder of thehealthyamerican.org, where I'd hope you all get email alerts from as well. And she has been inspiring a lot of folks to stand up and not cower in fear in this era of, well, this year particularly, Corona crazy, which is crazier than any other year that we've been around commenting, and now our 21st year at broadcasting. So again, Peggy, you've been doing this for quite a while as well, and I'm just, like I said, so happy we could connect here and communicate the passions that we share.
We sure do. We are on the same page. And what I like to do is, well, I do like to complain sometimes. The only thing I complain about are complainers, meaning it's not enough just to get angry. You have to get the anger can fuel you, but you actually need to take action. And I think that's what sets me apart from some of the other voices out there. When this first when this happened, I made a list of everybody that was a like-minded individual, because a lot of my friends and even some family members and coworkers and students all fell by the wayside. Mm-hmm. They thought that I was insensitive. Where was my sense of social responsibility? Because I cared about people who were going to have anxiety and depression and lose their jobs and all of that. And they thought I was being insensitive. So you know what I did? I made a list of everybody that I knew who thought like I did in terms of truth, freedom, liberty. And do you know who these people were? They were basically YouTubers. Mm. And I would go and watch these channels and listen to people like you who I knew were sane and rational and critical thinkers. But here's where it fell a little short. I would get so riled up and so angry and so frustrated, but I didn't see the solutions. Mm-hmm. And as an educator, I'm all about figuring things out, explaining things to people, breaking it down, rolling up the sleeves, and like, let's get her done. So that's what I did. I just decided I was going to make some educational videos with how-tos, how to take the action. And I also want to say this, Robert, it's not even so much the action. It's not even so much the result of your action. It's the fact that you are taking mm-hmm. action. And so I want to talk a little bit more about how that's one of my principles and what people can do about it.
Yeah, you're right, too, because that's one of our pet peeves here, particularly Super Don, my producer. It's like, you know, it's great that you can bring up issues that can even incite anger, and that could be a good thing if it incites you to actually take action. But a lot of times it's never about what you can do. It's only about, this is the problem. And you're left like, I don't feel good. I just feel angry, but I don't know what to do. So again, that's another level of the inspiration and excitement I have for you being on the show, because you're a living example that you don't have to stew in anger. You can take that energy and utilize it for good, for empowerment and transformation.
That's right. I want to tell you a couple of great success stories, but before I do, let me take everybody back to mid-March, okay? This is like before day one. And for me, I was just living life. I don't watch television, so I didn't really hear about this virus or the case counts or, you know, living in fear. That was not really part of my reality. And where the reality hit me was where I got a notice from my job and they said, don't come back tomorrow. Actually, two of my jobs, one at a community college, one for a local city government where I was teaching water fitness classes as part of my kind of community service. And I'm like, why? What's going on? I was completely oblivious because I don't buy into the hype of the media. I'm very selective. I go right to the source, and it's just how I am. I've been a researcher for many years. I've written dozens, if not hundreds of articles for national fitness and wellness magazines. I know about researching, and I decided to do some research. And what I found out was that none of this nonsense had any validity in the law. And so that's where I was complaining just like everybody else, Robert. I was mm-hmm. fighting with people on Facebook. My sister said, you know what? That's like a dive bar. You're like having bar brawls on Facebook. You're a teacher. Why don't you make a video and educate people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the show notes, y'all, if you haven't connected, we have one of those videos linked up. It's embedded. So you can see this one's titled The CDC Mask Deception. And, you know, we've been covering this for a long time and recognizing that you don't have to ask permission to breathe freely without encumbrance. But they're convincing us that, well, no, you do. You actually do. We'll tell you when you can take your mask off. And I said, the big danger among many dangers here is that they don't tell you you can take it off unless you get an experimental vaccination that'll be on the market due to an emergency use authorization that would only become available because they've suppressed any medical and non-medical treatment of what they claim is something novel and new that's killing people. So there's a lot of layers to this. And the point is, if you abandon that fundamental principle of right and wrong and authority and constitution, etc., then you are now arguing from a deficit as opposed to standing the ground at, you know, where that liberty still exists.
You're exactly right. There are so many layers and levels and laws and conflicting laws. And I love to figure things out and I love to dig deeper. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered was that, and regardless of what state you live in, my friends, this is the same for you. There is no emergency, or I should say there are no grounds for legal authority to call an emergency. The hospitals are empty. The case counts, which mean nothing. It's like saying, let's measure how many people are 5'3". Oh, look at all these people who died who were 5'3". Well, obviously being 5'3" puts you at a risk for dying. No one who is 5'3" is able to enter these grocery stores or work at a business or go to school, because we know that people die who are 5'3". This is has nothing to do based on reality. What I did is I created videos that expose this and expose the evil doing. And I'll tell you, Robert, in the very beginning, I probably was like some people. I was very patient, like, oh, maybe you don't realize that obstructing your breath is harmful for you. Let me help you out. Here's some studies. And, you know, at this point, I don't talk about the science whatsoever. If someone doesn't realize that putting a piece of cloth over your nose and mouth is not good for you, I can't help them. But where I can help them is with the law, because the law is irrefutable. You can bring scientists on all sides of the debate, as they have. I predict that the government will trot out someone who says, we've got it all wrong. You're supposed to be breathing carbon dioxide, because they will. They'll be able to trot out those scientists. So I don't want to discuss the science anymore. I'm talking about, is there any legal authority, even if there was a magic mask, mm-hmm. that allowed you to live to be 120 years old with no disease or illness? There's still no government authority that can compel you to wear one. And that's where I plant the flag, stake the claim. That's my line. Why? Because if we cross this line, all bets are off when it comes to the vaccine testing and other medical terrorism. I'm just going to call it for what right. it is.
Yeah. And people might say, well, you know, the mask, not a big deal. I get it. I don't want to wear one. But hey, this is not my fight. I'm like, well, what happens next if you don't stand your ground here, right? They said, well, you acquiesce, you tacitly approve, and therefore the next level may be a vaccine, maybe a drug, maybe further restrictions on your ability to go to work, get on a bus, get in a car. Where does it end? They certainly are trying to restrict your ability to travel by air. That's clear. And that was happening before COVID, as we've talked about the problems I have with the Real ID Act of 2005 and what it ties into, medical records, unique biometric identifiers. These are all plots to basically put you under a permanent state of control, enslavement, if you will. And, you know, one of the things our audience said, they said, ask Peggy about Sprouts. And I'm like, Sprouts? Yeah, my mom couldn't go into Sprouts. She's 86. She's on no drugs and she won't wear a mask. And they wouldn't let her in. I'm like, my mom, come on.
It is so infuriating, and this is where we get that anger, which would be, I would call it righteous anger. And it's not enough to just, you know, sweep the canned goods off the shelf and rail at the store manager. I understand that desire to do so, but I have some remedies, and I'll tell you why I'm focused on Sprouts. First of all, there's a Sprouts around the corner from my house, which I never shop at. So it's not really my fight, but it is a larger principle. I don't shop there because the store actually smells bad. It smells like rotting food. The vegetables are not very fresh. The produce is not fresh. The lights are dim. It's always been a depressing location for me to go in, so I'll just put that on the table.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's not because I'm trying to shop at Sprouts. I don't care for that store. Have never stepped foot in there for the last 10 years. Probably never will. But here's why it bothers me. Many people in the beginning of this nonsense told me that Sprouts was the most lenient, that you could shop there without a mask. They were always friendly. Many people who are concerned about health and well-being and, you know, nutritionists and dietitians and yoga instructors love to shop at Sprouts because of their variety of organic foods and their health and beauty products and so forth. So I understand that. But here's what happened. They have become the most militant. They have become the most unmoving. They have become the worst violators of civil rights that I can really think of in recent times. And here's why it is so egregious. Because you know me, I like to do the digging. Mm-hmm. I went on the Sprouts website, and I invite everybody to do so. Do a little internet research. Plug in the words Sprouts and non-discrimination, or Sprouts and ethics. Mm-hmm. All of these large retailers and these grocery stores who belong to a grocery association, you know, like an American Grocers Association, they these larger ones have something called global ethics and compliance. And they have signed on to, you know, all this globalism and so forth. All of these major retailers have a statement of non-discrimination. Now, if there's one thing I can't stand is a hypocrite. If you're going to be violating the law, at least admit that you're a lawbreaker. But don't tell me that you're following the law and then you turn around and you violate it. There is, in black and white, in more than one place, on their non-discrimination statement that they have an environment where everyone is invited to enjoy the services and amenities and facilities, regardless of medical condition or religious beliefs, which are the two areas that we are having our rights violated, among others. Mm-hmm. So I did a video to the Sprouts leadership where I very calmly, carefully, professionally explained to them that they were violating not only their own store policy, but the state civil rights laws and the federal civil rights laws. And hey, why don't you make it good? Come out with an apology. Why not have a couple of hours each day where people who don't want to wear a mask can come shopping free of harassment? Those who want to live in fear and carry the germs around on their face, they're the ones that should stay outside and get Instacart and have their groceries delivered to them. Why do the ill people with diseases on their face, why do they get to shop in a store where the healthy Americans are denied? So I have at least three videos to Sprouts leadership. Hundreds, if not thousands, of healthy Americans have written to Sprouts leadership with certified letters saying, we want you to either say you're a hypocrite or take down your non-discrimination claim or allow us to shop. Mm. Now, the beautiful thing is, Sprouts has not backed down at all. They've doubled down. So today, after this interview, I hope everybody will hop on YouTube Live with me. Not YouTube, Facebook Live. We are going to stream a step-by-step how to file a lawsuit against Sprouts without a lawyer. Mm. I've got a professional who's going to sit with me step-by-step. I'll be the student this time.
Nice.
He'll be the teacher. Everyone needs to tune in. We have templates. All you need to do is type in your name. So your mom could do this. She could put her name, the date that she had the violation. This is going to be sent to the legal counsel of Sprouts. His name is Brandon. I've got his email on my website under Shop Mask Free. It does not help to send information to customer service. No. These are robots. These are autoresponders. Emails don't help. Phone calls don't even help. It needs to be a certified letter with proof of receipt so that when we go to court, we will be able to show how much notice these individuals had. My relief, what I am seeking in this lawsuit, I don't want any money. What I am seeking is a public apology. I also want him to write, because I'm a teacher, I want him to write 500 times on the blackboard, no store can create a policy that violates established law. No store can create a policy that violates established law. That would be like saying I can pick someone's pocket in Costco because it's their store policy. Yes. Or I can have a fist fight in Walmart because it's their store policy. It doesn't exist. No store can enforce a policy that violates established law, such as constitutional law and your civil rights law. I'm getting a little bit fired up here. I hope you don't mind.
No, I'm loving it, digging it. And again, it's a practical and pragmatic and very workable option. And I've seen this done on some scale before, that you're doing it and all around the country. Sprouts is in a lot of states now. They have a lot of stores. Not everyone is as dingy as the one you described. I don't go into them either, but they're not near me. But I told my mom, don't even go back because they're being buttheads. But at the same time, if there's certain things you like at that store, you should be able to get them. I mean, they've been declared, you know, an essential service, right?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
57 days till Election Day, President Trump slamming a reporter from the left-leaning Atlantic magazine, calling him a slime ball after he puts out a story citing anonymous sources, claiming the president called deceased or injured members of the military injured losers and suckers. The president telling reporters,
"But I think it's a shame when a second-rate magazine, I don't read it, I know very little about this magazine, but when a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done much, so much for the military."
And President Trump tweeting, "This reminds me of the dirty dossier, which was pushed hard by John McCain and then with a thud turned out to be a total fraud." Meanwhile, Joe Biden saying,
"If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father."
And you're listening to USA Radio News. As nationwide MAGA, Make America Great Again, celebrations kick off this Labor Day weekend, word some Trump supporters had to be rescued after at least four boats sink during a boat parade on Lake Travis in Austin, Texas. In other Labor Day news, we turn to USA Radio's John Clemens.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful for those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and frankly fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. "I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it." Dr. Sam Surreal. "Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis." John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. "Built up my immune system." To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we talk about grocery stores, they're part of that, so they don't have the right and authority to deny you entrance simply because you want to breathe freely. So there's a lot of angles here that it could succeed and make it very difficult for Sprouts to continue its hardline globalist stance.
You're exactly right. And you said this is an essential business. By federal law, it actually has a definition called public accommodation. A public accommodation is any business establishment that is open to the public. So that would be your hairdressers, your nail salon, your grocery stores, your banks, your restaurants, your inns, your hotels, your lodging, your gas stations. These are business establishments that are open to the public, open for business. It is illegal for any place of public accommodation to discriminate against anyone because of an identifying characteristic such as age. Like, your mom could actually put forth a claim that she was discriminated against by age, mm-hmm. right? There's age, there's gender, there's ethnicity. It's your, it goes on and on. And the thing is, Robert, even Sprouts has expanded their list of protected characteristics above and beyond what the government requires.
Even some that don't really exist, they just pretend to exist.
They've created all these, other characteristics.
Yeah, it's bizarre. By the way, my mom's watching right now, and she says, I can't remember the date of it because it's been a while since this happened. I said, Mom, go back today if you want and see if they refuse you, and then you can establish a new date. You'll say it's the second time. The second time was the date today, if you do that, if you feel up for it, right? And so then you could establish what's going to happen next, which I want to reiterate, Peggy, you're going to be doing a Facebook Live with a legal expert of some kind that's going to direct
right.
people to be able to file a suit if they want to, but certainly put on notice Sprouts so that when and if filing a suit should be necessary, there's an established, let's say, pattern of behavior and acknowledgement of that and giving them an opportunity to correct the defect, if you will, or their policy. So there's a lot of things that I hear you're thinking of and this guy or whoever's helping you is thinking about to establish a pattern so it can succeed.
You're exactly right. And I created something else that is so satisfying. Now, I had an issue where I was denied carriage, as they call it, on Southwest. All right. And I have a few videos about that, even though I was told in advance that the mask requirement would not be enforced for a couple days after my flight. We even had a chuckle on the phone when I was booking my flight. And she said, oh, good thing you're flying Saturday because Monday would be too late. I said, well, I want to get this in writing. So I got it in writing that I could fly without a mask and they could care less when I showed up. Everything was fine until I stepped foot on the airplane. Even though I'd gone through everything without a mask, traveling with my sister, not a problem. No one blinked an eye until one foot got on the airplane and they said, you have to wear a mask. And I said, well, wait a minute. I think there's some misunderstanding. I have everything in writing. And they said, well, go talk to the gate agent. I thought there was a misunderstanding. And as I walk up the plank to go talk to the gate agent, here I see the plane, taxiing away and flies off without me. What I didn't have and what people have now is something called a notice of discrimination. So I was frustrated. I was just kind of, hey, you're violating my rights. And then I had to, shrug my shoulders, throw up my hands, turn around and walk home. Mm-hmm. There's something different now. You and everyone listening can print out something at thehealthyamerican.org. You go under civil rights and I have links to lawyers. I have links to laws. I have information for employment, for schools, for hospitals, for A to Z. But what I want you to print out is something I made called Notice of Discrimination. This is an incident report form. Imagine, if you ever had a car accident and a policeman shows up and he takes down all the notes, right? You now, as the person who was aggrieved by this, had your civil rights violated, you've got this notice of discrimination that you fill out with the day, the time, the incident, the description, and you serve it to that person. I wish I had served that paper to every one of those gate agents so that at least they would have known that I made note of it, I would snap a photo of it, and if they had harassed me, I would have called the sheriff that moment on the phone to say I would like to report a crime in progress.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do, friends. I'm sorry this is the society we're living in. At The Healthy American, we want to turn this ship around. Some people think I'm using a different word when I say that, but we want to turn the ship around, all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the actions that at least you'll feel vindicated. If you do want to pursue legal recourse, you've got a record. It is something that the individual receives. Maybe they will have a conscience, and down the road, you've planted a seed that it is not lawful for them to violate your civil rights.
Yeah, well, they're engaging in the commission of a crime. And at this point, if we go to your website, which I have here, and I brought it up, on the, it says the civil rights part of it. I'm looking at all the things that it has here. There are a lot of hyperlinks. I'm just trying to find the one specific that you referenced.
Oh,
so
you can scroll down just a little bit that says notice of discrimination.
Okay.
And I've also got, I have it a couple places on the website because it's such an important document. People can also look under letters. I have it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to click it because I like people to see it when we're live on the air, so you can visually see what to look for.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Let's see here. We got how to find area representatives, letter two, drip, 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 watch a video, click PDF and download. I'm looking for the specific one
that
you're referencing.
So under civil rights.
Okay. I'll go back to that. Yep.
If you've got, or maybe I put it.
I found it.
I need to make it a little more evident, don't
okay.
I? But if you go under civil rights and it says protections for your religious rights.
Ah, okay.
The very last one says read about the notice of discrimination. I do have it there.
Okay.
And you can print it out. So
there it is.
Click there and you'll see what it brings up. The notice of discrimination.
Yeah, click here to print out page one affidavit. Click here to print out page two, how to use the notice of discrimination.
That's right.
Click here to, and again, I want to reiterate for your sake, you're not giving legal advice. You're just a pass-through of information that you can read and learn about and apply as you feel and see fit. If you want to consult a lawyer, that's up to you. But the point is, we don't want to limit you to get that information without one. You have a right to this, and you can access this even without an attorney. Peggy, thank you for walking me through that so I could show everybody where it is when we're off the air. I want them to find it and print it and follow up on that.
There are three principles that we have at The Healthy American. It's very simple and it's very effective. And that's how I like to roll. I like to cut through the clutter. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the reason there has been so much success with the evildoers controlling the mask population, I should say, and there's mask hysteria, is because of confusion. All right. And you think back, first we were told this was going to happen, and then, by the way, it didn't happen. And what do those numbers mean? And then, we have this health order and a new health order and a new executive order. Does that replace the other executive order? Are we in phase one or three? Even our county board of supervisors were looking around like, Curly Joe and Mo are saying, what stage? Do you know what stage we're in? I don't know. Are we in confusion? Is one of the biggest tools of the enemy. There are three tools of the enemy. This is a spiritual battle, whether people have a faith-based knowledge or not. But and what I mean by that is it's dark and light, good and evil, right and wrong. All right, and evil loves to invert. So things that are actually bad, we're told that they are good. So not breathing oxygen is now told that it's good for you, and staying home out of sunlight is supposed to be good for you, even though we know that isolation kills. So that is number one. Actually, is when you are isolating and keeping people distant. That is one of the most harmful things that can happen. So the antidote with a healthy American is connection. All right. So instead of being distant and isolated, you're going to be connected, and we connect each other online at the Healthy American. We're just about to create meetup groups because the number one question I get is, hey, I'm out here in Kansas and I'm all alone and nobody understands me. I'm going crazy. I can't hang on. And I'm like, hang on. I'm throwing you a life preserver. Climb on board. We've got a lifeboat out there in your area. So when you're at thehealthyamerican.org, get on the email list. That's the way that I communicate with everybody. So connection is number one. I'm never going to say we're alone together or we're in this together.
Yeah, that's
never
so
hear
Orwellian,
those words,
dude. That's
but
crazy.
We stand united. We stand. Mm-hmm. The second thing that the enemy does is confusion, changing things up and down, inside out. So what we do at the Healthy American is education. Clear through the clutter. All of my videos are educational in nature. I have a few rants here and there. Who doesn't like a good rant?
Yeah.
And the third thing that the enemy wants is despair, psychological depression. Mm-hmm. I've tried. It didn't work. I can't go back to the store. I'll just put on a mask. My boss is giving me a hassle. I'm just going to put up with it. No, I'm going to show you action. So connection, education, action. Now, I want to share one major success that the Healthy Americans have had because of action.
All right, Penny, hold on a second.
I just want to make sure
I got the 3 points. Like, I'm a student here, right? I'm in class. We're all wanting to make sure we paid attention, take notes. I got the confusion and despair. The first one, was it isolation? It was, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a good student. I did pick it up. I just wasn't sure. Thank you for clarifying. And, you know, that's been a big message here, to get together again physically with one another, to whether it be at a worship service or an outing, a concert, a picnic, whatever you can do, invite people over to your home, have a cookout, and create what we call the old normal. When it's just what you do. You hang out with people you love and you like and you interact. You might even get into engaging, intense arguments. But that was life, right? And isolation, confusion, despair, we want to talk about connection, education, and action. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Let me tell you a couple of actions that we took. I am guilty in the beginning. All I did was complain about those highway signs that said, stay home, save lives, wash your hands, cover your face. You probably saw them if you've driven anywhere. And I know a lot of people told me what they did when they passed those signs, different hand gestures and things. But anyway, I decided I am so sick and tired of these signs. Let's take action. So we created this campaign where people all across the country wrote, and in fact, I have some amazing Healthy American researchers that sent me all of the laws and guidelines from the United States Department of Transportation oversees these highway signs. They're called changeable message signs, CMS. They have to follow a rule book for how those signs are messaged. Do you know those signs are supposed to be dark unless there is a road hazard? Those signs are only supposed to list things like the lane is closed, there's an accident ahead, or there is a detour. How many of you were sick and tired of seeing that wash your hands, stay home, save lives? So we did a campaign and we got those highway signs down. Now, if they are still up in your state, that means you need to take action.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When the Nazis came in, the Nazis enforced the churches, some churches to close, and those that remained open had to preach what the Nazis told them. And there were pastors that complied because they said, you know, in their own heart, well, I don't really agree with Nazism, but I don't want to close the church, and at least I can keep the church open. And there were businesses that stayed open and joined the Nazi party, not because they believed in it. They said they didn't believe in it, but they wanted to keep their business open. The kids went to school and wore the Nazi uniforms because, not because, well, maybe some of them did believe in it, but there were plenty of people just like now. I don't really believe in the mask, but you know, I don't want to make waves. Maybe we'll get through it faster. Listen to this. The very pastors who complied with Nazism, the very businesses that complied with Nazism in Romania, and this book is amazing if you haven't read it, called Tortured for Christ, enrolls communism. The communists executed those that complied with Nazism because they knew that they were weak-minded and that if a new regime came in after communism, that they wouldn't be loyal. So those pastors were the first ones executed that complied with the Nazis, even though in their heart they said, I don't really believe in it. Those businesses that complied with the Nazis, those were the ones that were wiped out. Friends, listen to history. You businesses that are enforcing the mask, well, I might get shut down. I might get, no, you're going to be the very first business taken over by the government. And I'll tell you how. It's not going to be like the communists did. What they're going to do is this. They're going to ramp up what they're doing already. They gave you the hush money. They gave you $1,000, $2,500, $250,000, I heard of businesses getting. And guess what? There's just one little catch now. Why don't we become partners, you and me, all right? The government and you, we'll become partners. The only little catch is you get 49% and the government gets 51%. How do you like that partnership? Guess what? You no longer own a business. The government owns it. And that's exactly what they want to do. I'm going off. I'm really ending here on a fire and brimstone because, friends, you have got to look at history. The end game is no private ownership of business, no private ownership of housing. I have family members that own apartment buildings. They are being squeezed and suffocated.
Yeah,
and
the CDC just said they can't evict anybody. I mean, where did the CDC get authority to do that?
No authority. So we also are doing sessions for churches. I'm connected with Pastor Sharon, with Pastor Rob out here in California. Pastor Tim never shut his church. There are many pastors that have remained open that are defying the tyrants, the evildoers. And those who are interested, make sure you're on the email list. You'll get all those details coming soon. I'm here to support small businesses. I'm here to support the churches. I'm here to support the shoppers. I'm here to support all the healthy Americans with the connection, the education, and the action.
People of faith, you know who you are. You're the vast majority of this audience. And Peggy Hall is speaking our language here and giving practical, pragmatic options that I fully endorse and I want you to engage in. If you don't already get email alerts from her, please do sign up. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Your people are commenting, is she your sister? It sounds like you're talking. I'm like, yeah, but she's even more eloquent and lovely, much prettier than I am. So y'all enjoy it while you can, because she probably can't be here every day. So, and kudos to your husband and pastor and all of the, again, the religious leaders, the faith leaders that are out there standing up against this level of tyranny and with obedience to God, not government. And I said in my talk at the protest rally we did about the masks and other issues, I said we get our orders from God, not government. And I just wanted everybody to be reminded and remember that truth, because it's something, you know, you might study once or twice a week and then forget the rest of the week. Never forget that. Never forget. In Hebrew, I think they say Yad Vashem. Of course, that was also about the Holocaust and what happened. And that the analogy, it's right. You know, don't be a good German. And we're talking about all you small business owners as well that are trying to survive by cooperating with government. You mentioned, what is the name of the book again?
It's called Tortured for Christ.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is eye opening. It is a snapshot of what we are going through now. Mm-hmm. And there is a happy ending, but it takes faith and it takes fortitude.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it for people of all faiths, no faith. It is a history lesson. It's a lesson in courage. And it really will leave you feeling empowered.
All right. Peggy Hall, thehealthyamerican.org. Links up at robertscottbell.com. I know our friends at UK Health Radio have to drop. We got to take a break here. You know, you're welcome here anytime. You just got a message to get out. If I can help in any way, please let me know. Or I could just take the day off. You can just show up. It's great. And, but a wonderful time. And I'm, like I said, the accolades are flowing through the chat room. And, I don't have a sense that you do it for that purpose, but it's nice to hear and nice to know that people are resonating with the message. And they are. So we'll take a break. We'll be in bonus time in just a moment. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I remind you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Mm-hmm.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.